Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Out of Washington State, a man is dead and another was taken to the hospital on Saturday afternoon after a highly unusual fatal mountain lion attack near North Bend, east of Seattle.
You usually don't hear grown men being attacked. You know, first, they're rare to begin with, but the grown men would be taken down.
The 31-year-old man taken to the hospital is currently awake, alert, and was upgraded from serious to satisfactory condition. The mountain lion was tracked and killed. The sheriff's office said that the two men were mountain biking Saturday morning down a remote road when they came in contact with the mountain lion. The mountain lion mauled one of the men and then turned to the second man and started mauling him. And that was when the first victim got up and managed to ride nearly 2 miles on his bike to get cell reception to call 911. At about 11 a.m., and he was taken to the hospital. Law enforcement rushed into the area. They found the cougar standing over the other man's body, so that's not good.
Apparently, it chased him into the woods, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, one of the stories I heard. So the guy got off his bike and ran into the woods.
Officials say they shot at it, and it ran away. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife found and killed the mountain lion that is believed to be responsible.
So wow. People say, how does it, you know, it's 100 pounds, but it's 100 pounds of... You know, these are what these things, the claws and everything.
Yeah,
they go into attack mode. It's formidable.
Yeah, they're fierce. A woman who was released by officers, then later bragged on their Facebook page about getting away, is back behind bars. Kayla Irizarry was arrested about 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. Police said the 19-year-old was a passenger in a car that officers pulled over last week. The driver, Giovanni Powell, was arrested for driving while suspended, but officers had no legal reason to detain Irizarry, so she was able to leave the scene. Now, after a search of the vehicle, detectives found a purse containing Irizarry's ID, a small pistol, heroin, as well as her paperwork from the last time she was released from jail. Irizarry is a convicted felon and ineligible to possess a firearm. According to police, she then got on the phone, the police department's Facebook page, and bragged about getting away. A department head said, "We believe that is the number one killer of a criminal karma that there is." After setting up a meeting with Irizarry using social media, officers were able to arrest her Saturday. After a brief foot chase, she was booked into the county jail on charges of unlawful possession of a firearm and possession of heroin. And both charges were from the original incident. Firefighters have to prepare themselves for some pretty hairy situations. But over in Germany, they're doing exactly that. It is all down to the love of butt plugs and penis rings in the country.
Germany, right? Yeah.
Which has left firefighters in high demand because every so often the sex toys get a little too attached to their owners and require urgent removal.
So they're calling the fire department to remove butt plugs?
Sure. Yeah. And also penis rings and things like that.
All right.
So getting rid of a stuck penis ring or a butt plug is no easy task. It requires delicate care and attention, but they don't have training for it. Well, now... They are being trained properly before they can tackle such an emergency.
Don't forget Tuesday's a butt plug class.
At a seminar for 600 firefighters in Dresden, East Germany.
Yeah, when we learned how to put out fires.
They learned exactly that. Images from the course show trainees around a dummy with a lifelike dildo emerging through a heat shield blanket. On this occasion, a penis ring was trapped on the manhood. The seminar titled... Maschien in Falle, or mechanical failures.
Sounds I know, beautiful.
I'm sure I mispronounced that. Showed them how to remove the ring without harming the unfortunate man. But butt plug and ring removals are in high demand in Germany. First, the penis is bandaged to prevent injuries from flying sparks, and then a paste...
From sparks!
...able to absorb up to 4,000 degrees Celsius is spread on the ring to prevent burns. A spatula is then inserted between the member and the ring...
Jesus
...before
Christ.
It can be cut off with a grinder.
You're going to die.
The delicate procedure should take less than 15 minutes, experts say. So they're actually training them to do that now.
Is it conceivable that they could just drive them to a medical facility?
Well, I think the medical facility would ask the fire department
to do it
because they have the equipment to cut stuff like that off.
It's a crazy world.
Yeah. Irked by a delay in the takeoff of a Mumbai-bound flight, a 37-year-old man allegedly under the influence of alcohol inflicted self-injury using a pen after a verbal spat with airline officials. The passenger, excuse me, was taken to a hospital within the airport premises for treatment, and the flight later departed without him. The passenger was scheduled to board the flight, and it got delayed for about 3 hours or so. He questioned the airline officials, and it led to a verbal duel. The man told officials that he ran the risk of missing his connecting flight at Mumbai, and in a seeming fit of rage, he took out a pen and stabbed himself in the stomach with it.
This will show you.
Yeah. I mean business.
Yeah. I'll take out both my eyes.
Yeah.
So now who's laughing?
They arrested him. Let's see. Sometimes police get really strange calls. Such was the case for officers in North Ridgeville, Ohio, who received a call from a man who said while walking home from a train station, a pig started following him, and he didn't know what to do.
So what would you rather have, a mountain lion or a pig following you?
I'll go with the pig.
Yeah.
Thinking he had just left a bar named the train station.
Where are you going, sweetie?
Police went out to pick up the caller, who they believed was drunk. But when officers arrived, they found the man stone cold sober, and he was complete with his four-legged stalker in tow. The man told him that he was walking home from an Amtrak station when the animal decided to go for a walk with him. In the end, the pig was very cooperative and was taken to the station.
Oink, oink.
And police made the animal feel at home for a bit.
Oink, oink.
Inside oink, oink. The department's dog kennels until the owner was notified.
Oink, 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 oink.
And it was picked up.
It's sort of a demonic-looking pig.
It is.
Yeah. So do you think it's just like he likes you?
Yeah, maybe. And authorities didn't say if the owner was cited for having a pig loose or anything like that. So, but they managed to save this guy from his stalking pig.
Well, for me, the winner is the fire department showing up to remove your penis ring.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Employees of a store say an angry customer drove her car into the building after an argument with employees. This crash happened at the Boost Mobile store in Tennessee in East Ridge. Haley Holloway, a sales employee, said that the woman wasn't happy about a new phone. And she said, no, I'm going to. This is BS. And I want to be on the news. And I said, ma'am, don't do this. And she said, no, I have to. She then closed her car door and gassed it and ran through the building. She wanted to be on the news, Steve. So she had to do it.
That's not something you want to hear from a disgruntled customer.
Holloway said, you get angry customers, but that one was beyond.
I want to be on the news!
No one was inside the store at the time, and thankfully no one was hurt. Now, this one a little bit more on the severe side, but similar. North Carolina man is in custody after police alleged he intentionally rammed his SUV into a restaurant on Sunday where his family members had been seated and killed his daughter and daughter-in-law.
Oh. Like, he had gone off the deep. He told people he had gone off the deep end, right?
Yeah, I saw a follow-up story this morning about the fact that the guy had been struggling with mental illness, depression, and a few other things.
Didn't he ask his son to take away his gun? He had a gun?
I'm not sure, but it was pretty nasty. Roger Self has been charged with first-degree murder. Also injured in the attack were Self's wife, son, and 13-year-old granddaughter.
Dear God.
They're expected to survive. Police didn't give any indication what led up to the crash, but there are some follow-up stories this morning that you can take a look at. All right, now these next two stories are
happier.
A joyride in a motorized shopping cart landed a Largo couple behind bars on Thursday. Security cameras are rolling when Jeffrey Robert Sable and Santa Marie Walter stole a motorized shopping cart from a Walmart.
How fast did they go?
Not very fast.
Yeah.
The couple was seen driving off the property and heading west shortly after the theft was reported. The cart was spotted outside Jimmy's Sports Bar in Largo. An officer found the couple at the bar. After denying the theft,
gotta go back, got my cigarettes.
The couple admitted to taking the cart and was arrested on charges of grand theft, and they were booked into the county jail.
Look, I'm driving.
Now, what started out as a report of people using motorized scooters to run into people at a store on Thursday night ended up landing two Michigan men in jail. Police were called to the Walmart on a report of a disturbance with employees and customers. According to the caller, three adults with a child were driving around the electric handicap scooters and trying to run into people in the store.
I want to be on Bizarre Fire.
When police arrived, these suspects were leaving the store and they started yelling and cursing at police. They were warned about a potential arrest for disorderly conduct, but they continued to yell and curse, and one gave police an inappropriate sign with his finger. Police initially took Tommy Fritz into custody.
It's old Tommy Fritz.
When Fritz was placed into handcuffs, a second man, Orlando Simpson, allegedly also began yelling and cursing and coming at officers aggressively. The woman who was with the child also argued with police, but she eventually left.
Honestly, though, you'd be mortified. It'd be the best show you'd ever seen.
Oh, my God, yes. Fritz, according to police, said that he and Simpson, quote, had been drinking and were acting stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. As if we needed an explanation.
Exactly. A 59-year-old man is in custody after he allegedly fired over a dozen rounds from what appeared to be an AK-47 at neighbors after complaining about noise that their children were making.
I'm sure the AK-47 was louder than the noise.
The noise dispute between Franklin Lane Tomes and upstairs neighbors had been ongoing, according to an affidavit. The dispute sparked a verbal agreement between Tomes and the victims in the apartment complex parking lot on Tuesday night. During the argument, Tomes grabbed the 7.62 rifle from his car and loaded it. He then allegedly pointed it at them, but he didn't shoot.
Holy jeez.
He returned to his vehicle but only briefly before grabbing his rifle again and allegedly firing at least a dozen rapid-fire rounds at two victims while they ran away.
This mugshot is priceless.
Tomes faces...
If you ever wondered what happened to the lead singer of Whitesnake.
Yeah. Tomes faces two counts of first-degree assault, two counts of pointing a firearm at another, unlawful use of... a weapon, four counts of reckless endangering, and two counts of attempted murder.
And just in general, being a bad neighbor.
Two 20-year-old men were taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds. I mean, they actually, some people got hit. One victim was shot in the shoulder, and another one was shot in each leg and a foot. After the shooting, Tomes holed up in an apartment, but surrendered early Wednesday after speaking with SWAT team negotiators.
Dude, calm down. It's not like you're unhappy with your phone.
Mm-hmm. A 3-year-old boy survived a harrowing accident Saturday when he plunged into a manure pit beneath a Honeybrook, Pennsylvania barn. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
The boy fell into the 10-foot-deep pit below a dairy barn while it was open for cleaning. Fire crews tried to reach the toddler, but they risked becoming stuck in the thick manure themselves. You hear about people dying from this occasionally.
Absolutely.
Firefighters pulled back to provide ventilation and to try to keep the boy, who was floating on top of the muck, calm. While they awaited a special agricultural rescue crew, the deputy chief said his whole body was sitting on the manure, so he was completely above the manure. But if he had moved around a lot, it would have been a different story. He said the manure is kind of like quicksand. The more you move, the more you sink.
Oh my gosh.
In life, we all strive to be above the manure.
Chester County Rescue Task Force members wearing dry suits and rope harnesses worked their way toward the toddler by laying plywood across the manure, similar to an ice rescue.
This is like when the Jackass crew did this. You remember that? They jumped into the sewage treatment?
Yeah.
This is thicker, though, right?
It's
like quicksand.
Yeah, if you stick your foot in it, the suction will pull it down even further. So once rescuers pulled the boy, who was awake and crying from the pit, he was decontaminated and taken to a hospital with minor injuries. It also took a considerable amount of time to decontaminate rescuers and their equipment as well.
Because of the poop, right?
Because of all that poop.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.